and welcome to Independence, the FIEC podcast. My name's Joel Murray. I'm the Communications and Media Officer at FIEC, and I'm joined today online by Mike Judge from Chorlton Evangelical Church. Hi, Mike.
Hello there.
Hi. Tell us about yourself. How did you end up at Chorlton? Tell us about the church. What's the church like? What's the area you're in that you're serving?
Okay, so Chorlton Evangelical Church is situated in Chorlton, which is a suburb of South Manchester. The church has been there since the 1930s, though since then, Chorlton has changed incredibly demographically. It's become much more affluent than when the church was first founded. We draw people in from across South Manchester and across Greater Manchester. I've been pastor there coming up to 10 years. And before that, some people may remember that I was head of communications at the Christian Institute. And before that, I trained as a journalist. So I ended up at Chorlton just because I was doing a bit more preaching. I became aware that there are many churches in need of pastoral ministry and too few men willing to go into it. And I was praying about that. And I was thinking, well, I can't pray for other men to do it if I'm not willing to do it myself. So so that's how I ended up at Chorlton.
Great. Can you tell us about the church? What's the kind of makeup of the members there?
So we have around about 30 members and maybe upwards of sort of 60 to 80 on a Sunday morning, roughly half that on a Sunday evening. We still have two services, morning and evening, and a very diverse congregation in terms of age range, but also in terms of ethnicity. Manchester and Greater Manchester is a very ethnically diverse city. And we pull in people from all over, people who've lived in Manchester all their lives and people just recently arrived in the city. A very mixed congregation.
That sounds great. And I noticed that you're only a couple miles from Old Trafford, Manchester United Stadium.
Yeah, I'm neither red nor blue, which is useful for being a pastor in Manchester. I actually live a stone's throw from Old Trafford Stadium. We have 75,000 people walking past our house every other weekend. Wow.
Yeah, busy on a Saturday afternoon, potentially. And I saw on the Chorlton website as well, there's a really lovely video. Go and check it out if you have a chance on the homepage with different members from the church. And there's a heading that says, Many Nations United in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's really encouraging because there's various people, clearly from the church, all speaking in their native tongue, explaining where they're from in all different parts around the world, South America, Asia, Africa, other places in Europe. So that was really encouraging to me. I just thought it'd be a good opportunity to talk a little bit about that. Is that quite, that must be a reflection of the area where you're in. How do you kind of manage that kind of integrating various cultures and backgrounds and helping people to get to know each other?
Yeah, well, we decided to put the video together because we do have so many people from so many different cultures and backgrounds in the church. And we haven't particularly sought to engineer that. That's just the way God has brought people into the church. It does reflect Manchester. Manchester is a very diverse place. But we thought it would be a way of encouraging people that whatever your language, whatever your background, whatever your ethnicity, you're welcome to come and worship with us at Chorlton. Now, that does present some difficulties, one of which being a language issue. So most people who do come will have a native language, but their English will be sufficient that they can be part of the service and benefit from it. But some people have very little English at all. So we rely on technologies like Google Translate to translate things for them. But we don't want language. We don't want the language or the absence of language to be a barrier to people worshiping with us or coming to hear the gospel. So sometimes, you know, we're only a church of limited resources. But for a church membership of around 30, I think we've got about 27 different nationalities the last time I counted, which is remarkable. But we're delighted to be a congregation because that's so diverse, because I think it reflects the gospel and the gospel message of the New Testament.
Yeah, it's a glimpse of that kind of multitude of people in Revelation, isn't it? When all nations all come together under Christ. That's great. So we're here, as with some other episodes, to talk a little bit about Pray for 100, which is FIC's kind of prayer guide this year, to mark 100 years of FIC's history with 100 different mission initiatives. So if you're watching on camera, I've got one right here, Pray for 100. What have we got? Number 47 says, Chorlton Evangelical Church, Manchester. Chorlton Evangelical Church has adapted their literature table approach to offer free Bibles to passers-by. They quickly gave away their entire stock and want to provide more Bibles in more languages. Thank God for 200 Bibles already taken. Pray for more to be given and for those who receive them to read and know the God of the Bible for themselves. That's really encouraging. I really like that. When I was reading through to try and see what kind of stories we could explore a little bit more. You mentioned about this literature table approach. And when I was looking up Chorlton earlier on, I saw on Google Photos, it pops up a little picture of some of you guys with your literature table outside, which is really cool to see. How did that way of engaging with your community come about? How did that kind of start? And yeah, how did that work? This is before the Bible kind of thing, just the literature table. How did that work out?
Well, the literature table is something that Chorlton Evangelical Church has been doing for years, before I even came as pastor, at least 20 years, if not more. Just taking a literature table out onto the high street, offering gospel tracts, gospel booklets to passers-by. And, you know, we've done that faithfully year after year, people. It's a way of just reminding people that we exist in Chorlton, that we're here, that we're a church that is alive and reaching out. We never saw a huge response to it, but we did it faithfully year by year. And as I say, it was already something that was in action when I came. I was quite happy to continue it as a church, and so we have continued it. And so that's how the literature table came about.
Yeah, and then you've adapted it, it says so, in Pray for 100, to be offering Bibles out, which has been a success, I think. It sounds it like, anyway. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it really has been a success. But it happened because of COVID. During COVID, when everything was locked down, we didn't take the literature table out into the high street. But when movement started again and people started moving around again, we decided to take the literature table out onto the high street. It's an open space, lots of fresh air. But we thought people might be apprehensive about approaching the table because people were still very nervous about social distancing and things like that in those days.
Sure.
So we thought, well, how can we adapt it to make people feel a bit more comfortable? So we decided just to set out free Bibles, put out a big sign saying free Bibles here, and then step away from the table, stand alongside the table, but not directly at the table, and just allow people to approach the table by themselves. But what we discovered, so we did that because of COVID, but what we discovered was that it was hugely popular. People were just, you're coming up to the table, they take a Bible, they see us standing there, they say, is it okay if I take one? And we would say, yeah, it's for free. Mm. And then we get involved in conversations. And then after all the restrictions had lifted, we just decided to carry on. And I think, and we've been doing that ever since, so about, 3 years now. And we've given away hundreds of Bibles in all sorts of different formats. So sometimes we'll get, let's say, I don't know, elderly people who were born in the Caribbean but are now living here in Manchester, and they come up and they want a traditional old AV Bible, the one that they remember from their youth. Mm. And we say, oh, well, we've got one of those. And then you might get some, young man who's born and bred in Manchester, has never read a Bible before in his life. So we give him something a little bit more up to date in terms of the translation language. We get people who come up saying, oh, I bet you don't have a Bible in my particular language, whatever it is. We try and stock as much as we can. We don't have every language. And the ones in foreign languages, we only have in limited supply. But more often than not, we are able to provide one. And even if we can't provide one on the day, we can say, but we can get one to you. Mm-hmm. And it's just been wonderful. And not only are we able to give out the word of God to people, but we're also engaging, I would say, in more conversations with people about the gospel as a result of giving away free Bibles than we ever did giving away tracts and booklets.
Wow. So it's like a recognized link. Then people know what a Bible is, I suppose, even if they don't know what's in it or why they should bother reading it. But then that helps you start conversations.
Yeah, and I think that also it says something about us as evangelicals. in that we are signifying that we are people of the Bible. We take the Bible seriously. As a church, we want to follow the Bible and teach the Bible. So then if people do take a Bible from us and want to connect with us and come along to our service, they're not shocked to discover that the Word of God is central to all that we do as a church. And that's been very helpful.
Yeah. Do you still hand out the other literature that you used to, or is it kind of Bibles only, or?
Yeah, well, thank you for asking that question, because I didn't want to give the impression that we stopped giving out gospel tracts or other booklets. We still have those and we still give those out. But there's no doubt that the free Bible giveaway is by far the most popular option that people have coming to the literature table. We do find that if we make a connection with someone and there's some ongoing contact, we can follow that up then with other bits of literature that might be specific to their particular questions or their particular needs. So we have all sorts of literature available on the table, but the free Bibles are the big thing.
Yeah, that sounds great. Just on a kind of practical sense, what's involved? Because I guess we need some funding to buy the Bibles. We need some time to give people to give time out. And is there like a rota? How does it all work?
Yeah, well, we as a church, we had a stock of old Bibles because we'd updated our Bible version. So we had a stock of old Bibles, and that's what got us going. You may remember that Gideon's UK rebranded and had to rebrand a lot of their Bible stock. So they were giving away a lot of Bible stock that had the old branding on it. Yeah. So we were able to secure a sort of bulk amount there. Since having depleted those resources and run out of those things, I'm tempted to say we beg, borrow, and steal. Well, we do, except for the last one. And we just get lots of people who contact us. In fact, I got an email this week from a church that said that they're renewing their Bible stock, and do we want their old stock to give away on the literature table? Right. And we're really happy to receive that. People have been generous. So one of the challenges then is replenishing the stock of the Bibles. That's definitely a challenge.
It's a good challenge to have.
It's a good challenge to have, but we plow some of our own church financial resources into it. Other people generously just donate Bibles. And so if anyone's listening to this and they've got a stock of Bibles that are just gathering dust, give them to us. We will give them out and make good evangelistic use of them.
Yeah, that's really good. You were mentioning about a kind of follow-ups and people connecting with you and attending. How does that work? So someone comes and takes a Bible. What's the kind of next step for them?
Well, normally we have a conversation with them at that point. And I think it's because people feel a bit awkward just lifting a Bible off the table and literally walking away. Some people will do that, and that's fine. But I think some people take a Bible and see someone standing there and will engage with them in conversation, because I think they're grateful to receive a free Bible. So there's a conversation that takes place. We're able to kind of say who we are and where we are at that point, but also inside the Bible. We have a little leaflet that just explains how people can find out more about us. It points them to our website. It tells them where we're located. And over the years, we have had people, individuals come as a result. I'll tell you one encouraging story about a young man. I won't name him, but a young man who came to our literature table, took a free Bible about a year ago, and we had a good conversation with him, but never saw him again. And then he turned up a few months ago at our church. He said, "Oh, I met you over a year ago. I took a free Bible from you. I've been reading it, and I want to come and hear it preached." And he's been with us ever since. He's been coming regularly to our services and has asked for baptism. So I wouldn't want to say that those stories could be replicated 10, 20, 30-fold, because they can't. They're ones and twos. But we are in this day and age, given the hostility that there is to the gospel and to evangelism, we will take that, and we're just delighted with that.
Yeah, praise God for that young man. And that story, it just gives us a confidence that there is power in the Word of God. We were just talking earlier on about word-based evangelism, and just the simple act of reading the Bible with somebody can just kind of bring something to life and help the penny to drop. What kind of impact have you had in terms of giving out Bibles, kind of encouragements within the church? Any other kind of good stories you can share?
I think Christians can get a little bit discouraged if they're going out week after week, literature table on the high street. People are sort of walking by, sort of maybe glancing at it and then, you know, glancing away and carrying on walking. It's difficult to keep that going year after year, you know, so I think that one of the things that has been wonderful is to see people in our church energized with, exactly as you say, the realization that the Word of God does reach people. And can be effective. And so it's been wonderful to see people just energized in the church. It's certainly not the only thing we do for outreach. We're engaged in a range of activities, as I'm sure many churches are. And I guess that we're also fortunate in that we live in an urban area where there's high footfall down the high street. If you are in a church in a rural setting in a village that you just don't get a lot of footfall going by, then maybe a free Bible giveaway wouldn't be for your church. But for us, it's worked tremendously well. It's just been so energizing to the church.
Yeah. And it was great as well to see that you're looking to share Bibles in other languages. How does that work? Because it's one thing to hand out a Bible to somebody and then be ready to kind of engage with them then, but then handing out a Bible in a language that, as an English speaker, I don't know, that could feel even more scary. How does that kind of work out? Are you able to kind of link up with different nationalities that are within the church?
So certainly, if for example, a Spanish speaker came and didn't have much English, but was looking for, they might just be able to get the word Spanish out. In which case, we'd be able to say, here's a Spanish Bible. It might be a sort of Spanish-English Bible, but it'll have some Spanish translation in there. We'll offer it to them. They're just delighted. Most people are delighted to see a Bible in their own language and available. Yeah. Now, we've got a number of Spanish speakers in the church who've got excellent English and excellent Spanish, and we can put them in touch with them. Now, you can only do that for a limited range of languages because it depends on who you've got in your church that can connect that way. And it also depends on where we can source the foreign language Bibles as well. Yeah. And it just depends on what stock we've got on the table at the time. People are thrilled to see things in their own language, particularly if they're living in a foreign country, if they're living in this country, having come from abroad. Sometimes people just love to see something that reminds them of home or reminds them of their home language.
Sure. Yeah, I can see that. Sounds great. If there might be some who are listening to this or watching this episode and thinking, our church is on a high street. We've got lots of footfall. This might be something that we want to do. Or maybe just be inspired. They just want to step out and see how something like this might work for them. What kind of advice would you have? What kind of things have you learned that you might be able to pass on to people?
I think it's... Well, number one, it's very doable. There are lots of Bible societies, Bible agencies out there that can offer you stock at either no cost or relatively low cost. I would say be willing to give out a variety of translations. I know that the translation question might be a thorny issue in some churches, but we have a very definite Bible translation that we use in our church for our preaching and our worship. When we are giving away free Bibles, we try and give to people a translation that's going to be most helpful to them, depending on their background. So I'd say be willing to do that. Connect with, as I say, different agencies that might be able to offer you some stock of Bibles. The other thing that we found quite important was we got a tablecloth with the words Chorlton Evangelical Church written, you know, neatly and visibly. And then we just step back from the table. We allow people to come to the table. We're not sort of hectoring them on the street. We're not sort of running up to them and getting in their face. We're just, there's the table. There's a nice clear sign that says Free Bibles. There's our church name there. And we just allow people to approach. And we find that that works very well. So that would be my advice to anyone that wants to kind of try this. And give it a period of time. Don't expect it to sort of take off, you know, within a fortnight. commit to a period of time and try and be at a particular location at a particular time, so that it's almost that people know that you will be there at that time. Because it may be that they pass by once, they pass by twice, and it's on the third occasion that they decide to go and actually pick up a Bible. So, those are some practical tips.
Yeah, that's really helpful. And it reminds me of that young man who took one, and then a year later, there's some contact. And it might be that this is just kind of a little nudge on the way. You often think about, like, you might share the gospel with someone, and from that's kind of A in the alphabet. And for them to get into the point where they're a believer is the Z. And we might be at any point during that whole alphabet. It might be that passing the Bible on is just an OPQ on their way kind of thing. I think that'd be good to remember that, and actually, you know, doing the Lord's work, just stepping out faithfully in that sense. We mentioned earlier on about people being able to partner with Chorlton in the future. So I think that's really great. If they're doing a change of Bible translation and they've got a big pile that they don't use anymore to send them over to you, I think that sounds like a good way to partner. Are there any other ways you can think of?
Pray for us. I believe very much in the power of prayer. I think evangelism is becoming increasingly difficult. Most of the people who we are seeing come into the church are, they're international rather than British nationals. And that's wonderful. And we're delighted to have them. We struggle to reach white British citizens. Pray for us to be able to reach a range of people. And I think that, you can, as I say, if you do have stocks of Bibles that you think might be helpful, then do send them along. And if you would like some more information about how we do things, then you can email us. All our details are on our church website, chortonevangelical.org. Get in touch with us. We'd be happy to help if we can.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Let me pray for you and Chorlton right now. Our Father God, we thank you for this literature table that Chorlton have been able to do over the many years in the past. And we thank you for this opportunity during COVID to change things up, to adapt, to adding out more Bibles to people on the streets. We thank you and praise you that has been such a success, that it's been received well, that people have come to the table and they've taken those Bibles. We praise you for this young man who took one, and then a year later you drew him back to the church to find out more, to meet you personally. We praise you for his baptism and that profession of faith. We pray there'll be many more people in Chorlton who pick up Bibles and meet you in your living word. We pray that you would save many people through this Bible giveaway, the literature table, and the ministry of Chorlton. We pray that your kingdom would grow there and you'd be glorified. Please help Mike and the others who are there in that church, and bless them in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, thank you very much for your time, Mike. It's been really good to chat and to share. I hope people who've been listening have been encouraged. And if you enjoyed the episode, found it helpful, please do share it around, like it and subscribe to the podcast and leave a comment, all that kind of stuff. And we hope to see you next time.